Continuing with this example, let's say that we really want a higher return. What price would we have to offer to get a return of 15%? This is really an NPV or net present value question. In this situation, we need to discount all of our cash flows at a certain discount rate, in this case, 15%. Since the cash flows are even, we can do this using the time value of money keys. We could discount all the cash flows simultaneously, but of course, it's much easier to discount them all together. In fact, the cash flows should still be in your calculator from the previous IRR problem. The ones that we are concerned about are the payments of $30,000 and the future value of $370,000. The number of time periods, N, is still 5, but now we enter 15 for I and compute present value. This results in a value of $284,520. If we paid this price and received the estimated cash flows, we would be getting a return of 15%.